you know, they have different styles, and they go about the way they get things done differently, but the results are the same. When you look at Tennessee, it's a very good football team, a well-coached football team. They play the game with energy, effort, don't make many mistakes, don't beat themselves, and they force teams to try to beat them. It's similar to what the Giants put out on the field.
What is it about the Titans that gives Lewis problems?
That gives who problems?
Jamal.
Do they give him problems?
He just hasn't had the rushing number. He's pretty got a pretty low rushing average against the Titans as compared to a lot of other places.
Well, maybe Jeff devises really good game plans versus Jamal, you know. I'm not exactly sure why that is. And I don't know where those games have been played. If they were in Baltimore when he was there, or if they've been in Tennessee. But hopefully, if that's the case, we can change that.
Both the Browns and the Titans have tight ends that are really important to their offense. Could you talk about on your side of it what Winslow brings to your offense?
Well, I tell you what, he brings a competitiveness to the offense. That he competes hard all the time. He has ability to stretch the field, has good set of hands, he creates matchup problems for the defense, and that's kind of the way we've used him the most. Now, he's not going to be available to us Sunday, so you won't have to worry about him.
I don't think I have to worry about him either way. When you look at a guy like either Winslow or Bo Scaife here or LG Crumpler for that, is it better to have, if you have a tight end, is it better to work the offense around that player, or are you still, because it's a tight end, you still want to have that player work around the offense? What's the best way to utilize somebody of that quality?
Well, I think that the player has to work into the offensive system, you know, and then your system has to try to take advantage of that player's ability, knowing that one player alone does not make the team go. It takes everybody involved. One thing I notice about you guys is that you do a good job of spreading the ball around. You get everybody involved. You know, the runners, they run and catch. The tight ends, you know, they are producing. The wide receivers produce. So, you know, you have to take advantage of the talents that you have available to you, and it looks like that you guys are doing that.
Don't let me put words in your mouth, but is it tougher? It seems like it's still tougher than to get a tight end involved at times compared to a running back where it's really easy to give them a handoff. It's fairly easy to get a ball to a wide receiver. Just at times, that position, it's still one of the tougher ones to always have that player involved in every game.
Well, right, because teams do different things to those kind of players. You know, so where the guy's lined up is impacted. Who they have covering the guy impacts that. And so you have to take all those factors into consideration.
What's been your impression of Chris Johnson so far for the Titans? And is there anybody maybe that you've seen in years past or even currently that he is comparable to?
Well, I'm really impressed with him to be able to do what he does. You know, the thing that stands out is his speed and his burst. He can accelerate. He can run away from people. He made a jump cut against somebody that I was watching you guys against, you know, and he was running and he jumped to his right and then turned those afterburners on and accelerated past people. And so that's the thing that really jumps out about you, you know, about him. We had Curtis Martin up in New England at the Jets, and I think Curtis has, he reminds me of Curtis a little bit, probably has more speed.
When you look at the Titans' defensive line, aside from Albert Haynesworth, which of those players maybe are somebody you have to be on guard for and plan around?
Well, it's hard to get past Haynesworth because he's so big in there, such a dominant player. But as you get past him, the surprising thing is all the rest of the guys are good players also. I mean, they all play hard and they play good. Now, we all know that Curse, what he brings to the table, we know about him. You take Brown. Now, Brown, you watch him play. He's got a motor. He's productive. He makes plays. Vandenbosch, that guy, he you talk about motor, it goes all the time with him, you know, and you got Ford who's in there making plays. The backups even make plays, you know, Ball. So I'm impressed with all of them. Now, Haynesworth stands out because he's such a physical specimen and he's playing really good, but the rest of those guys are producing as well, and that's one of the things that makes that defense so good.
Not to give away any secrets for Sunday, but it's a scenario where maybe Josh Cribbs gets more snaps and you try to do some more things with him because of the quarterback situation and other guys being out.
Josh Cribbs, who is he? No, you know, we've got some plays for Josh if we need him at quarterback. Primarily, you know, we're going to try to let him help on special teams, because that takes a lot out of the guy, and we're not going to put too much of a load on him.
Mm. A couple of questions about the defensive effort last Sunday against Indianapolis. One, what worked, in your opinion, against Indianapolis on defense? And two, whatever it was that worked, was that something different, or is it the same old thing and it just clicked against the Colts?
Well, it's the same old thing. I mean, you know, hey, we do what we do just like you guys do what you do. And probably we're a little bit more patient going into that Indianapolis game, knowing that we're facing Peyton Manning and the way that he can throw the ball and the weapons that he had available to him and the runner that he had. So we were just a little bit more patient, trying not to give up the big play, and ended up playing a good game.
Coach, how do you keep talking about your job security being a distraction for your team? I think last week I read something about it take a miracle for you to keep your job. I mean, how does that keep from weighing you down and from being a distraction for the players?
Well, I won't let it be a distraction for the players, because my job is to coach football. Their job is to play football, and we've still got games left to play, you know, so we got to get ready each week to play the games. And I mean, we got ready last week and we played a good game, came down to one play. We're going to try to get ready this week and play a good game. And if it comes down to one play, hopefully we'll make that play to win the game.
Bother you and your family, that talk being out there?
Oh, it doesn't do any good. It can't bother you, because if it bothers you, then you don't do your job the way you need to do your job.
You still keep up with the Hilltoppers and the surprise that they made the move up to Division I?
Well, I was a little surprised, but I knew about it because I do keep up with the Hilltoppers. I know it's going to be a tough transition until they can get enough depth to be competitive on a regular basis. But it's just 65 miles north up there. It's a good school, and I enjoyed my time there.
Coach, thank you so much.
Good luck to you.
Good luck.
Okay, I'll see you Sunday.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. Okay, bye.